Welcome back to Giants.com. It's time for another edition of This Guy's Eisen's Mailbag,
right,
brought to you by PSE&G. And, of course, he's Michael Eisen. I'm John Schmelk. The Giants making a lot of offseason moves, and we have some news. So before we get to the questions, let's start with this. Mike, the Giants making an addition at kicker.
Yes, they signed David Buehler. David was with the Dallas Cowboys from 2009-2011. He was primarily a kickoff specialist, very strong leg. I forget his exact percentage with touchbacks, but I know in 2009 as a rookie, led the NFL with 29 touchbacks. 2010, he kicked, I think, 24 field goals. So a little competition for Lawrence Tynes, if Lawrence Tynes, who is a free agent, re-signs with the Giants.
Still a lot of tough decisions for the Giants to make, and here's some tough questions from Michael Eisen.
Well,
you ready?
Well, let's do it.
All right, here we go. Let's start with Andy down in Texas. He wants to know, what position do you think Terrell Thomas will play next year? That's assuming, of course, he does get back from this third ACL injury.
Well, let's be optimistic that he will. He seems very confident. Tom Coughlin and Jerry Reese told Terrell that they want him to play cornerback. I'm sure he'll start at a cornerback. If that doesn't work out, Jerry Reese has mentioned the possibility of safety. I talked to Terrell Thomas the other day. He's open to anything, including kicker. Maybe we didn't need to sign David Buehler. But if I had to guess, I would say kind of maybe even like a nickel corner role for Terrell Thomas. I don't think he's going to start. I mean, could be wrong, assuming Corey Webster's here, but I see like a nickel corner role for him.
And let's get to Corey Webster. We're going to skip ahead here. Phil in California, how do you think the Giants organization views Corey Webster? He's been here a long time. He's been effective. Last year, a down year, according to him and according to general manager Jerry Reese after the season. How do you think the organization sees him?
I still think they look at him as a very good veteran cornerback. You know, he had a bad game in Baltimore, no question about it. You know, I visited with Corey when I was in New Orleans at the Super Bowl. I drove about an hour west of New Orleans and spoke to him. And, you know, he admitted it was just not his day. But I think overall he's a solid veteran quarterback. He's a good leader. The Giants have Prince Amukamara and Jerron Holsley there, the two young guys that would look up to Corey. And I still think Corey's a good player.
It should be noted that Champ Bailey, one of the best corners in the history of the NFL, also had a not-so-good day against Torrey Smith as well.
Right,
so
exactly.
Corey Webster is not exactly in bad company on that list. This question comes from Roger in Boston. Will the Giants bring in a veteran running back this offseason to help complement the two guys they have in the roster? And Andre Brown, of course, is a restricted free agent.
Wouldn't surprise me. You know, it's that is a position, certainly in training camp, where you want a lot of guys so you can lessen the workload on everybody. I think, you know, Andre Brown has had trouble in the past staying on the field. David Wilson is still young and inexperienced, so I would expect the Giants to import one or two veteran running backs. Yes.
And Darrell Scott has been injured, too.
Darrell Scott
with the Giants
has been injured. Yeah, I keep forgetting about Darrell Scott. But, yeah, he's also in the mix. But I would expect the Giants to bring in somebody for competition.
All right, and our final question, Michael, comes from Yvonne in Florida. What's a bigger priority for improvement this offseason, the Giants offense or the Giants' defense?
I don't think it's any question. It's the defense, which ranked 31st in the NFL and gave up a franchise record number of yards, over 6,000. So I think without debate, it's the defense. I think the Giants are probably looking to shore up the linebackers. Certainly the pass defense gave up far too many long plays. So I would think that would be the priority in this offseason.
Mike, we appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
You sure will, John.
For Michael Eisen, I'm John Schmelk. Another edition of Eisen's Mailbag brought to you by PSE&G right here on Giants.com. We'll see you soon.